another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the fourth episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Something Fishy, which first aired on March 10th, 2012, written by Eugene Sun, based on the Japanese story by Yasuko Kobayashi and directed by Akihiro Noguchi. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1... go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
What is wrong with me?
I can't believe a cat almost ate me. Now, I can't even think about fish.
Wow, really? This is really having lasting ramifications. That's interesting.
Hello?
There's a Mugger attack in the city center. We're on our way. Meet us there. Antonio, did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay.
It's time to go to battle for the last time.
Last time? I mean, how often do you guys go up against fish? Come on.
Trimsword, blazing strike.
More of them?
Dude, it's no big deal. They're just Moogers.
Then let's stop talking and start fighting.
Go, go, samurai. Gold power.
Well, here goes nothing.
He kind of said the wrong thing, right?
Antonio, what's wrong?
I don't think he's ever said Go-Go Samurai, has he?
I can't do it!
Antonio!
Sorry, guys. I just can't do it!
I'm confused. So he's afraid of fish. Oh, is it just the debilitating aspect of almost getting eaten that just has his body shutting down, maybe? I just assumed it was a fish thing because of the title. Oh, fun story. This episode, there was another Something Fishy. I don't know if you remember. Way back in Power Ranger and Mighty Morphin. This would have been the Zoo 2 part of Season 1. Where Billy had to conquer his fear of fish.
Hey, what's the deal with Antonia?
What? Can't believe it.
We have to deal with this first.
Dude, they were just reversing the footage. Weird again.
Sorry, you guys.
You don't want to forget this.
No! Get it away from me! I can't touch my Barracuda blade. Reminds me of fish.
What? Huh?
Fish? But Antonio grew up in a fish shop. I mean, he fishes every day. And what, now he's afraid of fish? You guys are kidding me, right?
This is no joke, G.
Well, when that Nylock switched our souls with objects, Antonio did get turned into a fish.
The neighborhood cat was this close to eating him before he switched back. Antonio! Now he isn't even able to touch fish.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I'm through.
The golden age of Antonio is officially at an end.
The golden age of Antonio. All right, look. You didn't get
at least he can still drink water.
Together.
He's right, dude. Come on, you taught yourself how to be a samurai. You can beat this.
Yeah, anyone who figured out how to program the black box can teach themselves how to deal with their fears.
You don't get it. I almost got eaten by a cat.
Calm down. It's okay.
It's not okay.
Is he the first ranger to almost be eaten by a cat? I would think he'd be more scared of cats than fish.
I can't be Gold Ranger anymore.
Although it does make more sense for there to be a problem if he's afraid of fish. Oh, what is this?
That would be my doing, I'm afraid.
Oh, hello.
Servant visited you a few days ago.
Ah, Switch Beast.
Precisely. So, you sent him? You're the great one he told us about?
He does not sound right.
Allow me to introduce myself, Master Zandred. I am Serrator, and I shall be your servant. I have spent a very long time at the bottom of the Sanzu River. Being worthless and weak is unnatural for a Nylock. But thanks to your recent power surge, Master, I've finally regained this kind of power. Master Zandred, I can help you finally flood the Earth. I promise you, with my heightened powers, I can make that happen.
You must think you're something special. Well, think again. What? Why don't you fight back?
I could, but I want to prove my unflinching loyalty to you.
Okay, it kind of sounds like Master Zen.
Please allow me to go to the human world.
He kind of sounds normal, but
there's so many humans.
It sounds like they put some sort of filter over it to sound different, or he's trying some, or the actor's voice actor is trying something different with his voice.
It will be glorious. Fine, you better deliver, or else.
And there, it doesn't sound right at all. What? Weird.
We won't let you quit. We all have fears, but we're gonna teach you how to beat them. It's called aversion therapy. Look, Jaden's overcoming his fear of spiders.
Yeah, I'm fine with
fear
that.
Of spiders. No.
See, the samurai can overcome any fear. Mike here.
This is exposure space. Therapy, not aversion therapy.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. Seriously? Oh, he's claustrophobic.
He looks a bit cramped in there.
Come on, Mike.
I don't know, guys. I'm thinking this
you guys are just kind of sound kind of evil, especially Mentor.
Watch this. Nia has her own fears to overcome. Frogs make Nia's skin crawl. But maybe a kiss will turn into Prince Charming. Come on, Nia.
Wait, she's as scared as she's gonna kiss it? Ugh. See, it works. What's Kevin afraid of? They must have sold enough stuff to get these things.
As long as it takes for us to master these samurai battle moves. So what, like 10 more minutes?
Do you think they got different ones for them, or are they just using the same props that the main rangers use?
We have to rescue this cat ourselves. Come on.
Traditional samurai lad, or wait, what? Oh, so Bulk's got a fear of heights? Sure. Ooh, that probably hurt.
Wonka Walk. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty!
That's be rude, but that's a sturdy branch. It's not even shaking with him on it. Oh, that's not good. Oh.
Antonio, you've touched thousands of fish before this. All you have to do is put your hand on this one.
But he didn't cook it, so does that count?
Want to talk scary? Mia cooked this. Even take a bite of this. If you touch the fish.
He's afraid of me. He's cooking. I love it.
Rangers together, right? One. Two.
Mia doesn't seem to be too upset about this.
I can't do it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Someone get the spider? Near the what woods? What? Whiston?
This is really bad.
That was actually kind of funny.
It's over. I'm sorry, Mentor. I can't go with them. I just can't.
Maybe so. But there is something you can do in the meantime.
What?
I gave you the claw sword, and you brought it back to life. This is the Light Sword. An ancient sword that no samurai has been able to unlock for centuries. And your symbol power is light. And you could be the first.
Oh, that's what his symbol power means?
Okay.
I thought it meant gold.
I'll try.
They need to update Jaden's. He still has his long hair in his morphin sequence.
Samurai Ranger, ready! Samurai Ranger, ready!
Samurai Ranger, ready!
Samurai Ranger, ready!
Samurai Ranger, ready!
Rangers together! Ha! Samurai forever!
Wow. You even did the full Japanese roll call. Nice. Oh! That's not good. Hey, you know what? Those spit fangs are like normal human size. I don't think they've fought any that small before.
Took out their own guys.
You're right.
So, you're the current Samurai Power Rangers. How illuminating. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Serrator, and I recently became the newest passenger aboard Master Zandred's ship. The last time I walked to this pitiful realm was so long ago. I've returned to shake the very foundation of your world. But for now, shall we test how tough you really are?
This is no ordinary bad guy. Everybody, be at the top of your game. I may not be able to fight, but I won't fail Mentor or the team. I will unlock the power of the Light Sword. If it's the last thing I do.
Test time.
Oh, this is not going well at all.
It's been a long time since I've had a good fight. It feels glorious.
Bring it.
Well, let me take a jab at this.
Ouch, that's a lot of stabs.
Emily!
Now it's time to take a swipe at you!
Dang! He clapped his head!
Is that all you've got?
Jaden!
Everybody, attack him all at once!
Yeah!
Dang, man, he just swatted those away. He caught the Fire Smasher? Oh, he somehow caught the blast? Oh, dang.
How unexpected. I thought you'd all be tougher. You haven't tested me in the least.
Symbol power. Light.
Antonio.
The team is in trouble. You need to join them.
I can't. I'm still not cured of my fear.
Aha! Perhaps you'll rise to the occasion if I give you a bigger challenge. In a few moments, we shall see if you're really cut out for this.
Boy, he's littering? How dare he? What is this? Papyrax? Oh. Interesting.
Either you pass or you fail.
If this Nalak wants to give us a bigger challenge, it's time we give him one right back. Super Samurai Mode! You guys handle Serrator. I'll take on this overgrown snowflake.
Okay. I feel like something happened here. They didn't have time to show us this, or maybe he doesn't do that in the episode? Evidently, they had soccer back in the ancient times. Interesting.
I'm gonna lose the Zords.
Wow, this is like end of the season type of getting your butt kicked. The thing knocked off its helmet? Is that allowed? And he's giving up, like, hurry up, Antonio. They kind of need something.
Time to end this fear, once and for all.
Oh, he seems pretty ticked, too.
Are you giving up already? No fight left in you. So be it.
No!
Fare thee well.
Not so fast.
Okay, what happened? What?
Gold is back with a new toy.
Did you guys literally a new toy?
Antonio,
did they release this in the US?
Good job, Antonio. You think I'm scared of you? Nothing can stop me or my new pal, Light Zord. And don't let appearances fool you. This Zord kicks butt.
Interesting. What a strange little creature. Too bad I couldn't care less about it. Get a kick out of this.
Wait, what? How come he can do that? Oh, I was gonna say, his sword is different. That's not his Barracuda blade. That's an actual sword. Oh, hit him right at the same spot as Master Xander, too.
Underestimated you.
Underestimated is right.
Very well. You passed the test. For now. Farewell, mortals.
He's distracted. Time to take him out. How about a status report? Everybody okay?
Where did you get that Zord?
And you're no longer scared of goldfish?
Yeah, Mentor helped me see the light.
What's going on?
Might want to talk about it later, guys.
He's in trouble. Come on.
All right, wait. This job's heavy duty. Leave it to Lighty.
Really? I am fairly certain that thing is a sentient thing in the Sentai, anyway. But yeah, it's an actual toy. I don't remember if this was released in the US. Is it talking with his voice?
Heads up. Light Megazord.
That was interesting. You know, if he didn't have to shout the stuff, probably could have snuck up on it better. Also, man, the metallic parts are really squishy on his arms and legs, aren't they? Wow, what happens with all those battle discs? Did they eventually just disappear?
Samurai Rangers, victory is
ours. Also, how did he, those things cut the guy? Considering they weren't, like, blades. Okay.
So, you've clearly gotten over your fear of fish.
Yep. Not only am I cured, but now we also have the Light Sword on our team.
You have to tell us. How did you get over your fear?
Huh? Huh? Stop your nonsense and eat your sushi.
Sushi.
See? You're cured.
Ugh.
Now go join your team.
Really? That's all it took? That's simple?
Let's just say
Mentor
taught me how to follow my gut. Fish?
You know, I wonder if by the end of the season they're just going to be tired of eating fish. They're still stuck up there? Alright, it's the same guy voicing Master Zandred here. But he was very much sounding different. See, Terry Death. That's interesting. Also. Anyway. Okay, so it's interesting that it kind of carried over from the last episode with the having an effect on Antonio. So that part was kind of cool. A little bit of continuity between episodes. I could deal with that. You got over it by eating sushi. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for watching. We have a new big villain this time. So I can't wait to see what he's going to be doing for a while, because obviously this is going to be like this season's Decker. Maybe we're a few episodes in and yeah, we'll see. Anyway, next time will not be the fifth episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. Next time, this is about where people figure that the Clash of the Red Rangers fits in. So next time we'll be watching the Power Rangers Samurai movie, Clash of the Red Rangers, which gives us our team up with RPM Red. Scott. Yeah, that's his name. Scott. And so that should be interesting. It's going to be an extra length episode because that's a long movie. So anyway, until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.